This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM, KXPN, and ESPNSuperStation.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat basketball. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio Sports' Randy Bushcutter live at courtside right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
On SportsCenter this late afternoon.
SportsCenter is Johnson Gymnasium on the campus of Lincoln High School, the home of the Link since 1871. Well, not the gym, but the high school anyway has been around since 1871, and also a historic program in Class A basketball would be the Kearney High Bearcats. Nice matchup here tonight. Glad you could join us as Lincoln High having a great year. They are 15-4 on the season. Kearney High comes in with a record of 11-9. So obviously this is going to be a game that it's going to be a tough one for Kearney High to win, but they're certainly not going to come into this game intimidated. They have a little bit different look tonight. Brandon Landander has been able to work his way into the starting lineup. It's not anything anybody else has done wrong. It's the fact that Brandon Landander, the senior, has been playing very, very well down the stretch, and he will be making his start tonight here. And also a little bit different lineup here for the Lincoln High Lynx, as they're going to go with a little bit more senior-dominated lineup because, well, it is senior night tonight. So they are going to take one of their seniors that normally doesn't start, Vince Smail. He will make the start tonight in place of John Harris, who is only a sophomore. So a pretty good matchup, and probably the man that will garner most of the attention here for Kearney High will be Dylan Flynn. Flynn at 6'7", not the strongest kid you're going to find. He's tall, he's lanky, he's left-handed, pretty good five-man, and has great hands, they say, underneath the basket. He's averaging about 12.5 points a game, and that's one of the people that Kearney High feels are going to have to slow down tonight. And the other one, of course, will be Tobin Rainwald. Rainwald, 6'4", is averaging about 16 points per ball game. So the Bearcats, who know that Lincoln likes to run and gun a little bit, hoping to kind of slow that down here tonight on the road. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with our starters right after this.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
And welcome back here to Lincoln High. Let's get to the starters here for the Lynx. As we mentioned, they are 15-4 on the season, and their lineup looks like this. DeAndre White is a 6'1 sophomore guard. He's averaging about 5 points per ball game. He is the point guard. And making the start tonight also will be Tommy Johnson. Johnson, 6 foot tall senior, is averaging about 2 points per ball game. Tobin Rainwall, we mentioned him earlier, 6'4 and a senior. He's averaging about 16 points and about 39% on his three-pointers. So he's a very good outside shooter and a very smart player, according to the scouting report for Kearney High. Vince Smale, as we mentioned, will start. He's 6'2 and a senior. Not a big scorer, but he is a pretty good rebounder. And the big guy in the middle is Dylan Flynn, 6'7 and a senior. Flynn is averaging about 12.5 points and almost 9 rebounds per ball game. And for the Bearcats, as we mentioned, a little bit different lineup for them because Brandon Landanger, the 6'1 senior, will make the start. Danger is averaging only about 2 points per ball game, but he is pulling down on the season about 3 rebounds and has played very well down the stretch. Nate Stevens, the 6'2 sophomore, will make the start as well. And Stevens on the year is averaging about 5 points and 3 rebounds. Trey Nygren, the 6 foot tall senior. Nygren will play the point mostly. He's averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds. Zach Albrecht, the 6'3 senior. Albrecht is averaging 10.5 points, 7 rebounds a game. And the big man is Tyler Shields, the 6'4 junior. And on the year, Shields, the leading scorer for the Bearcats. He's averaging 19.2 points and right at 8.5 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups brought to you by your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. 5 Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. We're going to step away. When we come back, the tip between the Lynx and the Bearcats from Lincoln High. We're back right after this.
AgWest Commodities has developed one of the best ag information websites you will find. It's packed with unique features to help today's producers make those critical decisions. Check it out at GoAgWest.com with price quotes on more than 50 commodities and CRB news with to-the-minute posts on current market conditions. You'll find it all at GoAgWest.com.
You gotta GoAgWest.com. GoAgWest.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
And welcome back here to Lincoln High. Of course, we're the Bearcats. The drum center will be Tyler Shields, and it's Flynn for Lincoln High. Thanks for joining us here from the home of the Lynx, Earl Johnson Gymnasium, as the tip is in the air, and the tip is controlled by the Lynx. So Lincoln High in the home white uniforms who kick the ball left side for Rainwall. Kearney High right now going man-to-man. They kick the ball back out to White. White on the right wing, looking for Johnson. Johnson enters it on the baseline. Smale has a long ways out. He gets it on the baseline again. Steps up. His shot is up and good. Smale, first 2 points of the game. And it is a 2-0 high lead for the Lynx. That gives him a chance to put the press on. But a pass to Steven gets it up court quickly. Now driving up. Layup good for Tyler Shields. Shields got the ball on the baseline. Drove into the lane. And then right back to the hoop and laid it up and in. Good strong drive there. Right wing Johnson has it. As the Bearcats, again, with that man-to-man, they are really sagging off of Smale. With the dribble is White. Empty pass on the inside is stolen away. Bad pass, and picking it up is Tyler Shield. Shield will give it in the offensive zone here for Trey Nygren. Tied at 2 here in the early stages. Right wing for Shield. Tyler Shields picks it up from the elbow, kicks it out for Brandon Landanger. Made the start tonight. Bearcats in their road black uniforms, very much akin to Duke in those black uniforms. Entry pass on the inside, stolen away by Smale as Kearney High turns the ball over for the first time tonight. Top of the circle, Andre White. DeAndre White has it. No pressure being put on him. He'll give it out to Smale. They kick it off left wing here for Johnson. Johnson drives, is shut off, bounce pass in the lane, and Rainwald is able to post up strong. Nice bounce pass, and Rainwald went right up with it. Hit a left-handed bank shot. Pass into the corner. Nygren somehow splits the defense and now is able to pass it up ahead to Stevens. Nice job there by Carney High to handle the pressure. Albrecht has it in the offensive zone. Now backdoor cut to Landanger. Landanger shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken out by Rainwald. And Rainwald, behind the back dribble, brings in the offensive zone. Kicks it left side for Tommy Johnson. And around the perimeter here as Lincoln High leads it 4-2 in the early stages. With the elbow on that right side is Rainwald. Gives himself a little space. They just moved around. Johnson's going to dribble up. His shot's no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. And I believe that's going to go on Lincoln High. Rainwald is whistled for the foul. That's his first personal, team's first foul against either team here in the first quarter here at Lincoln High. Inbounded into the corner, Nygren in a little bit of trouble is able to get the ball to Shields, and Shields bounce pass thrown away by Johnson. Johnson will take it to the baseline. He's shut off there by Nygren, so another Carney High turnover gives Lincoln High the ball. Around the perimeter, Smale has it. Entry pass into the elbow. Kicks it in the corner. Here's a three by White, and White drains the three. So right now, Lincoln High doing what they like to do, and that is put pressure on the ball, and they force another turnover. Carney High has passed the ball on the inbounds twice into either corner. In fact, three of the last four times have been bounded it. They've inbounded it essentially in the quarter, and it has resulted in a couple of turnovers. They can't inbound it in the corner, but now Lincoln High turns over their inbounds. They miss their target, and it goes right to Trey Nygren. Nygren is surrounded by white jerseys, so he'll slow it down, and now Shields has it in the offensive zone. Shields, top of the circle, has his dribble, gives it off right side for Nygren. Nygren, they hedge on him a little bit on the double team momentarily. They give it off to Landanger. Off the screen, they get it to Shields. They'll fire the three. It is no good. And rebound is taken out of there by Rainwald. Rainwald will dribble, kick into the corner, gets it back, enters it into Mo, and we got a foul. They try to get it into Flynn, and Flynn is pushed by Shields on that entry pass. So Shields first, the Bearcats first, and Flynn in the lane, just drives the lane on the inbound, and he lays it up and in. And time of Bearcats. They trail it now 9-2, 4:36 to go here in the first quarter. We're back after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Well, last week, Carney High traveled to Lincoln Southwest, and it was senior night for Southwest, and a tight ball game, but Southwest with the win. It's senior night here at Lincoln High, and right now a great start to the game here for the Lynx. A 7-0 run has given them a 9-2 lead here. And the Bearcats are talking a little bit about how to handle the press. They get the ball in and then right back to Albrecht. Albrecht, who inbounded it, got the ball right back in the middle of the court. Now the pass up the sideline. Landanger has it. We'll get it. Ball fake here by Albrecht. Albrecht drives the baseline and scores. Again, only a couple times has Carney High gotten the offensive set, and they got a couple of buckets. So if they can get in the offensive set, they've had pretty good success. It's a matter of getting there. The four turnovers they have in the game has been their Achilles heel. Off of the screen, top of the key, White thought about the three. He'll kick it right side for Smale. And Smale will get it off, driving his Rainwald. Rainwald, nice little leaner. He's got four in the game as he split the defense. And again, that gives the Lynx the opportunity to put pressure on the ball. They inbound it to Stevens, and Stevens will give it right back to Albrecht. And up ahead, Nygren has it. Has his pass hit, picks it up, shoots in the lane. It's no good. Rebound out to Rainwald, and Rainwald's going to run here for Lincoln High. He's shut down by Landanger, but he's able to pass it ahead to Smale. Smale in the lane, shot no good. The tip by Dylan Flynn. He gets an offensive rebound and bucket all in one fell swoop, and the lead is 9 here for Lincoln High. 13-4. And the Bearcats just don't really know what to hit them. Albrecht, pass up ahead, gets it to Stevens. Stevens has numbers, bounce pass to Nygren on the baseline, who enters it down low. Shields, nice little ball fake, steps up, shot, no good, offensive rebound, but then a foul that's going to be whistled on Lincoln High. I think that's going to go on Flynn. Nope, just going to be number 5, DeAndre White. And White's going to be whistled for the push. That'll be his first foul of the ball game. Well before Nate Stevens, who pulled down that offensive rebound, had a chance to go back up with it. So he'll inbound it on the baseline, and the inbounds will go in for Albrecht. Albrecht's jumper rattles out, and it's pulled out of there by Snail. Link's on the run. The kick at left side for Jared Sapp, who checked in. Sapp drives the baseline, and he's fouled. Got the ball in the corner and just knifed in. And Sapp now will head to the line and shoot two. 13-4 here in the early stages as Kearney High has to find some way to slow things down here. The foul on Stevens, by the way, is his first, team second. Back the iron, free throw, no good for Sapp. And they don't go real deep here, do the Lincoln High Lynx, but Sapp, that was a nice drive. Free throw, rolls around, and good for Sapp. So Jared Sapp, first points off the bench here for Lincoln High. And the inbounds almost stolen away, running out of room there, was Tommy Johnson. So now Kearney High can't run the baseline. Albrecht will just get the ball in to Stevens. Stevens dribbles to his left, and he'll pass the ball up ahead to Chris Brown. He checked in a little bit ago. Brown has his pocket pick. Johnson with the steal. Johnson with the layup. It's a miss, and then the offensive rebound is good by Tobin Rainwald. Rainwald, another rebound and bucket. And Kearney High's turnovers are killing him here. Chris Brown pass up ahead, and we have the ball tipped out of bounds by Lincoln High. And they just have a little zone press here. Pass right through the middle, giving it to Shields. Shields on the left wing, giving it to Albrecht. Albrecht will drive, kick it right wing for Stevens. Entry pass on the right side. Albrecht now will drive, has his shot blocked. And then an offensive rebound bucket, I think, is good by Tyler Shields. Shields pulled down the rebound. Bucket does count. And he'll head to the line for a chance for a three-point play. The block was done and done cleanly by Dylan Flynn. But then Flynn fouled Shields after Shields pulled down the loose ball. So Shields now will try to finish a three-point play. And it is good. So the Bearcats cut the lead down to 9. They trail it now 16-7. 2:20 to go here, first quarter. Rainwald has it right side. They just pass around the perimeter. Rainwald enters it at the elbow. Quick pass left wing for Sapp. Sapp drives, and there's going to be a little block listed on Zach Maloli. Maloli's first personal foul. 3 as a team against the Bearcats. White checks back in here for the Lynx, and to inbound it will be Jared Sapp for Lincoln High. Of course, Lincoln High in their home white uniforms, black numbers, a little bit of red piping and trim on there as well. Entry pass right side, Sapp. He dribbles right back out with it, skips it off on the left side. Rainwald, he's going to shoot the three and then hit a three. Rainwald rings one in, and it's a 9-point first quarter here for Rainwald, and a 12-point lead, and the pass is knocked away by DeAndre White and out of bounds. Bearcats again having trouble with that press. And this is a quick, athletic team. It's kind of hard to practice for this unless you got quick, athletic players that go against your starters. There's not a lot of teams that have that. If they were that quick and athletic, they'd be starting, right? Rainwald drives, nice jump stop in the lane, too strong on the jumper, and it's rebounded by Shields. Shields will get the ball up ahead here for Nygren. Nygren picks up his dribble, kicks it up on the right wing for Chris Brown. Brown gives it to Maloli. Maloli drives the baseline and lost the ball. 6 turnovers on Kearney High in the first 6.5 minutes of the game. So the Lynx will toss it in. Jared Sapp to bring it in. A 19-7 start to the game here for Lincoln High. They still got a minute 28 to go here in the first quarter. Kick on the right side for Sapp. Sapp gets it back around to Flynn, and they just kind of pass around the perimeter. They give it off left side for Johnson. Johnson will try a three and hit a three. 22-7 Lincoln High. With the basketball is going to be Nygren. Nygren has his pocket pick, but DeAndre White has committed his second personal foul. Well, give Nygren credit. He did a nice job of shielding the ball with his body enough to collect the foul. With a minute six to go here, Bearcats will have to inbound it again, and they'll just toss it into Maloli. Maloli gets it right back to Tyler Shields. Shields kicks on the left side for Nygren. Nygren will bring in the offensive zone. Pass up ahead to Brown. Brown, quick jumper up and good. Chris Brown got the ball squared up. He was about 15 feet away from the basket, and he rattled it home. Sapp will drive, dish, pass, tipped around, last touch by Kearney High. Good hustle over there by Trey Nygren. Checking in here for Lincoln High is going to be, well, I'm not sure who's coming into the game. Hope Nippany checking in. So they're going a lot deeper in their bench than what they've done here as Nippany checks in. And inbounded is going to be Rainwald. Off of a double screen, here's Rainwald for three, and he hits the three. Second three-pointer of the quarter. He's got 12 in the quarter. And a 16-point lead here for Lincoln High. Albrecht facing a little bit of pressure. Will throw the ball over on the left side. Long pass, tipped ahead. Great hustle by Albrecht, who gets the ball up ahead. Shields has it. He lays it up and in. Great hustle by Albrecht. The ball was loose. He didn't try to control it. He just tipped it ahead to one of his teammates, but then passed it up to Shields and give Nygren a rebound, an assist here, after Shields hit the bucket. Lincoln High just passing the ball around on the right side. 2 seconds left. Left wing, Johnson. Johnson's going to have to shoot it at the buzzer, and it does not count. It went in, but it does not count. They waited just a little bit too long, and that's about the only thing that Lincoln High didn't do phenomenally well in that first quarter. Lincoln High, 25. Kearney High, 11. The second quarter right after this.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, the most points that Lincoln High has scored this season was 81. That was the most recent game, a win at Columbus. They scored two times in the 70s, about four or five times in the 60s. Most of them have been in the 40s or 50s. Well, they're on pace to score 100 points here. Bearcats have possession to start the second quarter. They enter it down low with it is Shields. Shields shot, no good. It's fouled. And is it going to be on Smale or Flynn, both of them? Are keeping their hands up high after the whistle was blown, saying, hey, I didn't commit a foul, but they're going to give a foul to Vince Snail. And to the line is going to be Shields. Shields free throw, rattles home, it's good. And Kearney High with the first points of the second quarter. 25-12 now, Lincoln High with the lead. Bearcats need to find some way to slow down this offense that's been set up by, well, defense. In other words, Bearcats need to take better care of the ball so Lincoln High can't run the floor, which they've been able to do. Entry pass down low, that's Flynn. Flynn will scoop the shot, no good. A lot of black jerseys there. Shields pulls down the rebound, and Shields is able to get it up to Landanger. They miss. If Lincoln High misses, it's harder for them to put on the press. Nygren has it. And Kearney High has not handled the press real well. Stevens, off of the screen, takes it to the key. kicks the ball back out for Shields. Shields will enter it to Albrecht. Albrecht, little ball fake, now kicks back out. Bearcats being patient here as Albrecht has it, now gives it left side. Shields is going to penetrate. Shields draws the contact. Shot won't go, gets his own rebound, and that one he puts up and in. Drove the lane, hit the glass, and it hung on the rim. That allowed him a little extra time to get good rebounding position. He pulls down the rebound and hits the shot. Right now they're motioning through. Driving through here is Rainwald. They enter it down low for Flynn. Flynn on the double team has the ball stripped away. He tracks it down, gets it out to Johnson. Johnson from the elbow kicks it out off of the screen. Here's Rainwald. Rainwald looking inside for Flynn, but they'll take it down to the baseline. Dangerous dribble, and it's stolen away by Nate Stevens, a sophomore with a heavy play. Long pass up ahead to Albrecht. Albrecht misses the layup. Shields with the rebound, and Shields with the bucket. And timeout Lincoln High. Bearcats with a 6-0 run to start the second quarter. And it's 25-17. Lynx with the lead, but they're going to call the timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Well, welcome back here to Lincoln High. A 6-0 run here for the Bearcats, making things a little bit more interesting as it's now 25-17. Lincoln High just got things going in that first quarter. They scored some buckets. That allowed them to put on the press. The press allowed them to score more buckets. Everything kind of snowballed on the Bearcats in that first quarter. But right now, Kearney High's answered back with six straight points, and they're scratching their way back in this one. Smale has it on the right side. Off of the screen, he'll get it to Flynn. Flynn, right wing, driving is Rainwald. Rainwald, jumper on the baseline, no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds by Vince Smale. Smale, not a real good offensive player, but my goodness, that young man can jump and gets pretty good rebounding position. No wonder the scouting report says he's a good rebounder. Stevens has it in the lane, and now he'll bring it across the timeline as they drop back pressure-wise. White with a little token pressure. Now left side, Evan is Nygren. Nygren, little floater, high off glass, it's good. Trey Nygren pulls the trigger very quickly, just a little drive from about 12 feet away, and that cuts the lead down to 6. Kearney High, an 8-0 run to start the second quarter. Johnson, entry pass now down low for Flynn, and Flynn will take high off glass. You need a bucket, get it to your leading scorer, I guess, or second leading scorer, and get him to post up. That's exactly what Lincoln High does. With the dribble is Stevens across the timeline. As Lincoln High now is pick up the defense at half court. At least they have the last two possessions. Nygren has it. He's going to dribble up against Johnson. Nygren off of a double screen gets the ball to Stevens. Stevens drives in the lane. Floater, no good. Shields with a rebound. Oh, it hung on the rim forever. And then we got a foul on the rebound. That hung on the rim and rolled all the way around. And Shields can't get the point. Instead, it's a foul on the Bearcat. Nope, heck, not a foul, just out of bounds. No, they did give Shields the foul. That's his second. Maybe I was just being optimistic. But you don't want Shields to get in foul trouble. He's been a major contributor here in the ballgame. Right wing with the basketball is Smale. He'll kick left wing for White. Bearcats going man-to-man in the lane, driving Smale off glass. Good. Vince Smale with four in the game, and it's 29-19. Just like that, the lead back out to double digits. With the dribble is Stevens. He'll cross over, bring it across the timeline. Driving is Shields. Shields kind of was falling as he got tripped up, but no foul. And his bounce pass in the lane is picked up in now the hands of White. White will drive, and White scores. He'll head to the line. DeAndre White just dribbled through traffic, wasn't in a big hurry, and then he just found another gear and lays it up and in. Now I was checking Tyler Shields. He got tripped up just a little bit, and it's like he overstretched his leg. He wasn't feeling very comfortable, and now he's going to come out of the ballgame. I think he's just going to get a breather. I don't think he's injured. He's going to get the breather. The foul on Stevens is his second. So Stevens has two, Shields has two, and the Bearcats now are down by a dozen again. after they cut the lead down to six, a 6-0 run here for the Lynx. And White will try to finish a three-point play and does. So he's got six in the game. And inbound it is going to be Albrecht. And again, Chris Brown into the game. He brings it across the timeline with no pressure and will flip it back out to Nygren. Nygren drives left wing against White. Gives it now on the right side to Brown. Entry pass down low. Dangerous pass. It is taken away and stolen by Lincoln. Pass up ahead. Nice jump stop. And the jumper is good by Tommy Johnson. They threw the deep pass. Johnson caught it and a nice little jump stop got the defender to overplay him. And then he laid it up and in. So a nice job of hurry up and then the wait. Albrecht's going to drive. Dish. Here's the three by Nygren. Good. Just what the doctor ordered for the Bearcats. Trey Nygren drains the three on that left side, but they're still down by a dozen. Lincoln High with a little spurt there to get up by 15. Now the lead is a dozen. Top of the key, here's Johnson. He'll drive up. Awkward-looking jumper, no good, but the rebound by Smale. And Smale will kick the ball back out. They'll reset the offense. Smale gets it back. Top of the circle now to White. Bearcats going man-to-man. They're sagging off of Jared Sapp. Sapp now will drive. He's picked up defensively by Ethan Epley, and so they'll kick it back out here to White. White in the lane. Bear, great pass to Smale. Shot won't fall for Smale. Rebound tipped around. Now Johnson has it, and Johnson takes it off glass. He scores. Tommy Johnson, 7 in the game, and the lead back out to 14, and now the Lynx with a little bit of pressure. Nygren facing a one-man press here, put on by DeAndre White. Pass on the right wing, entry pass down low. That's going to be a layup by Zach Albrecht. Great entry pass over by Maloli, who got it inside for Albrecht. So here comes White in the offensive zone. He'll just flip it off to Rainwald. He'll fire the three. No good. Epley snags the rebound for the Cats, and he'll just get the ball out to Nygren. Pass way up ahead. Shot no good, but a foul. Zach Maloli caught about a 35, 45-foot pass right on the money. He went right up with it, and he was hit on the arm as he put up the shot. So Maloli will go to the line and shoot two. The foul on Rainwald is his second. Rainwald, 12 points in the first quarter, none since. And the free throw by Maloli is no good. So Maloli will have another free throw coming up here. And on the year, Maloli right at 50% on the season. Well, he's slightly below that now after missing the free throw. 2:19 to go here, second quarter. It's 36-24, Lincoln High with the lead. Bearcats, though, showing some signs of life here in the second quarter. Maloli at the line for his second free throw. And his free throw is up and good. So Maloli right back at that 50 percentile, not only for the game, but for the season from the free throw line. 36-25. And into the offensive zone is going to be Tommy Johnson. Johnson kicks on the left side here for Sapp. Bearcats right now going with a little zone here. And also kick now left wing for Johnson. Johnson gives the ball back out here for Sapp. Around they give it off right side to Demarius Lott, who checked in during the free throws. In the corner, here's Sapp. He'll shoot the three. It's no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Trey Nygren. Nygren snags the bound. And he'll back in a little bit against some pressure here by Johnson. Driving on that left side, kicking it out is going to be Albrecht. Off a little screen with the dribble, Nygren. Nygren's pass, shot rather, is out of bounds. And it is off the hands of one of the Lincoln High players. Tobin Rainwald couldn't come down with it. And now Nygren's going to inbound it underneath the baseline. Cats got a little bit of a break there. Nygren to toss it in. And they'll just get it in top of the circle for Albrecht. Albrecht right side for Shields. Shields, again, trips a little bit, but now he steps up and hits the shot, and it's good. Great body control by Tyler Shields as he just stepped through and laid it up and in. Great control of the body, and now he'll try to finish off a three-point play. It's 36-27. Kearney High has cut the lead down to 9. They can get her down to 8. If you can get this down to 7-8 points by halftime, I think the Bearcats will take it. Free throw rolls around and good for Shields. So a stop here with a minute 25 to go would be awfully handy for the Cats. Johnson brings in the offensive zone, kicks it left side for Sapp. Around the perimeter we go with it. Johnson kicks it for Demarius Lott. And Lott wants the ball back. He's going to drive. And nice ball fake, but he walked with it. He got the defender in the air. He got Nate Stevens in the air. But he did so in illegal fashion, apparently. And for the Lynx, back into the battle will be Vince Smale. So Smale will come in, and Lincoln High is going to go full court pressure here. They're going man-to-man, it would appear. They're 55 press. Bounce pass goes in for Nygren. And Nygren, well, pretty much the rest of the press breaks away as Johnson with just a little token pressure. Nygren will kick it off left wing for Albrecht. Albrecht looking inside as everybody motions through. There's a little pick-and-roll action. Dribbling up is Albrecht. Albrecht kicks it for Shields. Shields drives and scores. Tyler Shields, a man possessed on that shot as he lays it up and in. Cuts the lead down to six. 46 seconds to go here in the half. Entry pass down low for Flynn. Flynn has it blocked by Albrecht. The Cats on the run. With it here is going to be Stevens. Stevens has the ball knocked out of bounds. A big block by Zach Albrecht, and this gym is relatively quiet. Kearney High has cut the lead down to six. They trail it 36-30, 33 seconds to go, and Kearney High has the basketball. They'll inbound it in the corner. It's Maloli who will toss it in. He gets it in for Nygren. Nygren from the elbow, entry pass, and that dangerous one, and there's going to be a hold whistled on Jared Sapp. So that'll stop the clock with 27.5 to go. Epley's going to step to, they're going to come into the free throw line. Landanger's going to come in. If Shields hits both free throws, Ethan Epley's going to come in for him. Shields is going to go to the line. He's going to have the front end of a 1-1 here. And they want to get Shields out of there with those two personal fouls. They'd like to get him out of there so he doesn't pick up a cheapie. And so there's several reasons why they hope he hits both ends of the 1-1. The free throw is no good, and it is pulled out of there by Vince Smale. And Smale back out to Johnson. Johnson kicks it to Smale on the right side, 18 seconds left. Off a screen, with it is Rainwald. Rainwald will give it to Johnson. Johnson's going to milk the clock a little bit. Now we're going to probably start to set something up at 10 seconds. Left wing Johnson in the lane. Jump stop. Got the defender in the air. That's the easiest foul call they're ever going to make. A little jump stop complete with ball fake. Got to the defender in the air. That's Zach Maloli. And Maloli was on the back of Tommy Johnson when he went up to shoot. So Johnson will shoot two with 5.5 to go. Cats will make three substitutions here after this free throw that is up and good for Johnson. 8 points for Tommy Johnson here in the first half and a 6-point Lincoln High lead. 5.5 to go here. So after this free throw, the Cats will have a smidgen of time to get something done with the ball. Johnson's second free throw is up, back of the iron, no good. Rebounded out of there by Albrecht. Albrecht dribbles on that right side. He's going to pull up from top of the key. His three is no good. I'm not sure it would have counted anyway. So we'll head to the locker room, and Kearney High, which trailed by 14 at the end of one quarter, has cut that lead in half. They trail by 7 at intermission. It's 37-30, Lincoln High with the lead, and we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
AgWest Commodities has developed one of the best ag information websites you will find. It's packed with unique features to help today's producers make those critical decisions. Check it out at GoAgWest.com. With price quotes on more than 50 commodities and CRB news with to-the-minute posts on current market conditions, you'll find it all at GoAgWest.com.
You gotta GoAgWest.com. GoAgWest.com.
Johnny, hurry! We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Lincoln High as the Bearcats, who trailed big after one quarter. They've kind of found a way to answer back a little bit. They trail here at intermission 37-30 here at Earl Johnson Gymnasium. And the Lincoln High Lynx dance team performing here at intermission as the Bearcats have found a way in that second quarter to handle the Lincoln High press. And one of the best ways to do that is to score some points of their own and keep Lincoln High from scoring. Lincoln High really likes to put that press on after made baskets, and that's one reason why this really has been a game of runs. Lincoln High, at one point, ran off 9 straight points in that first quarter, and they pushed that lead out to 9 with that, and they had another 6-0 spurt, and next thing you know, you find yourself behind 25-11 at the end of one quarter, and here at halftime, the Bearcats have been able to scratch their way back in it a little bit. They trail 37-30, and in that second quarter, they just kind of stayed with what was working, and what was working was Tyler Shields. Shields has 18 points here at intermission. The Bearcats, when they've got the ball into the half-court set, they've done pretty well. If they can turn this into a half-court game, the Bearcats are in pretty good shape. If it's a full-court, run-and-gun kind of game, that's how Lincoln High likes to score their points, and that certainly would be to their advantage. But Lincoln High, remember, does have a 6'7 kid that's a pretty good little ball player. He doesn't really like to get down and dirty. He's kind of, you know, he's not the strongest kid. He's not the thickest kid. He's not the heaviest kid. He's pretty lanky. But he's a nice post player if he can catch the ball down low. And the Bearcats right now have been banging him around a little bit. And they've been able to hold Dylan Flynn to only 6 points here in the first half. Let's check the numbers here for the Lynx. Leading the way for them was Tobin Rainwald. Rainwald, 12 points in the first quarter. He did not score in the second, so he has 12. He is the leading scorer for the Lynx. 8 points for Tommy Johnson, and 6 points for Dylan Flynn. DeAndre White also with 6 points. 4 for Vince Small, who started tonight because it is senior night. And Jared Sapp, 1 point here at intermission. So once again, White 6, Sapp 1, Johnson 8, Rainwald 12, Snail 4, and Dylan Flynn has 6 points here at intermission. It was 25-11 at the end of one quarter. Here at halftime, 37-30, Lincoln High with the lead over the Bearcats of Kearney High. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the numbers for Kearney High right after this.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Doctors Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back here to Lincoln High, a pretty strong pep band, in part because the alumni get to play with the pep band on senior night. And it is senior night here for Lynx, coming in with a record of 15-4 on the year, and they lead Kearney High at intermission 37-30. Leading the way for the Cats, as usual, is Tyler Shields. Shields having a very strong first half. Shields has 18 points here at intermission to go with 6 rebounds as well. So Shields, 18 points, 6 rebounds. Trey Nygren has 5 points here at the break. Zach Albrecht with 4. 2 points off the bench for Chris Brown, and Zach Maloli with 1 point off the bench as well. So the Cats need to find some more scoring from other sources, but Shields right now certainly doing his fair share of the hard work, as he has, check it, 5 rebounds here in the ballgame for Kearney High unofficially. Actually, I have him for 6. 6 rebounds for Tyler Shields and a couple of putback points in there as well. So the Bearcats getting a great performance by the junior Tyler Shields, but they still find themselves trailing here at intermission 37-30. Later tonight on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Doug Duda from Omaha will have coverage of the state wrestling semifinals, and I haven't been able to follow late in the afternoon exactly how the Bearcats have been doing up to this point, but certainly we'll have coverage of all the Cats that are in the semifinals, as well as all the local wrestlers from Amherst and even Grand Island and across the central Nebraska, all the action on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM coming up later tonight. Tomorrow, relatively quiet night for high school basketball. The Bearcats not in action. Most of the other classes are kind of reeling in a little bit, resting up for district play, and it's coming up right around the corner. But will be plenty of action for you next week on Tuesday over in Hastings. We will have for you the Kearney High Omaha North girls district semifinal. That game will be at 5:50, the pregame, and we'll tip it off at 6 o'clock as Kearney High is the number one seed, and they will be the host, even though they're playing in Hastings. Don't get me started on how that works. But in any event, we will have them on Tuesday night, the Kearney High girls. Excuse me. And if they win, which, you know, smart money would say they would, if the Bearcats win, we will also have the district championship game on the 26th. We will have that game for you if Kearney High wins. They'll take on the Lincoln Northeast Pavilion with us, the South winner. Again, if the Lady Bearcats are playing, we will have them for you right here on ESPN 1460. That includes state. That includes district tournament. From here on out, your exclusive home of Kearney High girls Bearcat basketball is right here on ESPN 1460. Once again, worth a half. Lincoln High leading Kearney High by a score of 37-30 at the break. We'll start the third quarter right after this.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back here to Lincoln High. As you can hear, the band in fine form here tonight as the Bearcats are trailing in here at intermission 37-30. A reminder for you, of course, that all of our games we do of high school basketball and high school wrestling all online. Just log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for the games here or Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And if you want downloads throughout the course of the year, you can log on to ESPNSuperstation.com, download any of our high school broadcasts. When you log on to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Midway Podcast link, podcast of all of our high school play-by-play are there all year long, and all for you to download free and all the service, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and just log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. So here's a quick jumper by Lincoln High on that left side. Dylan Flynn hits the two. They work it around the perimeter very quickly, and the first 2 points of the second half belong to the Lynx. That allows them the chance to put a little pressure on. Bearcats handle it pretty well as Nygren brings it across after the bounce pass. Gets it out to Albrecht. Albrecht driving the dish. Stepping up for three is the Nygren. Is Nygren, Trey can't hit the three as it's ripped out of there by Flynn. Pass up ahead. Driving in is going to be Johnson. Johnson can't get the leaner to fall. And another rebound by Shields. Shields gets it up ahead. stepping up is Albrecht, and Albrecht in the lane muscles up and scores. So the Bearcats answer back, and they now trail by 7 once again. Again, they trailed big early on, and they've been trying to fight their way back into it ever since then. With the dribble, left wing, Rainwald. Rainwald, nice jump stop in the lane. Jumper, no good. Cats with the rebounding position. That's Albrecht. Albrecht gets it up ahead to Shields for the dunk. Tyler Shields running the floor, gets the pass, and then the dunk, and the Cats have cut the lead down to 5, and they have a little bit of momentum. With the dribble is number 5, DeAndre White. White gives it off right wing for Snail. Love it when a kid runs the floor like that, especially if you can slam it home as Shields can. Down low, Rainwald, shot blocked by Shields. Up ahead it goes to Nygren. Nygren, pass up ahead, down to Stevens. Jumper won't fall, it hung on the rim, and Rainwald comes out of there for Lincoln High. Oh, so close for the Cats. Driving is White. He's going to kick it back out. Flynn, long jumper, no good. Rebound. Nope, a foul on Lincoln High. Shields was there for the rebound, and Smale went over his back. So Smale also for the fall, for the foul. He wasn't going to get that rebound. Even with that foul, he still didn't get it. As Shields pulled it out of there. Cats face a little pressure. Albrecht has the dribble. Looking down low, he'll kick it back out. Landanger was there momentarily. But now they'll give the ball right back out to Nygren. Nygren out to Stevens on the right side. At the elbow, they get the ball to Shields. Shields steps through, double team, gets it out to Albrecht. Albrecht watches everybody cycle through, and nothing happening there, so he'll kick it out to Nygren. Left wing, they get it to Landanger. Landanger with the dribble, gets it off of a screen, he gives it to Stevens. Back to Landanger. Danger will fire the three, bounces around, is no good. Good look at the basket, but Kearney High still looking for that rhythm on the outside, and Lincoln High on the other end, just an unforced error as they whistle for the double dribble. Only 1-3 in the game so far. Trey Nygren hit a three in that second quarter. They are 1-4-7 unofficially here in the game. Zach Albrecht will inbound the ball here for Trey Nygren. Nygren kicks on the right side for Stevens. Stevens, a little triple team. He is able to back up to avoid it. They get it to Landanger. Up ahead to Albrecht. Albrecht layup, no good. Landanger with the rebound. Kicks it out. Here's the three by Nygren. It is no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds as Landanger fights for the ball, but so does Tobin Rainwald. Timeout for the Cats. Bearcats are going to call timeout here with 4:59 to go here in the third quarter. It's 39-34. Lincoln High with the lead. Kearney High with a timeout. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back here to Lincoln High. Dribbling the ball up is going to be White after the Kearney High timeout. And they'll kick it off on the left wing. They get it to Johnson. Johnson enters it in, and we got a whistle away from the ball. That's going to be a foul on Kearney High. Had an extremely pleasant drive in. I mean extremely pleasant from Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Basically, test driving a ride from them to come down here, a Lincoln MKZ. I don't even remember driving it. It was like being in my living room. Very comfortable ride. It'll be back on the lot tomorrow. Check it out at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. And appreciate them with the help with a nice ride here to the game. Tommy Johnson has the dribble here for Lincoln High. He'll kick it off left side for Rainwald on the elbow. Now kicked out for White. White's going to step through. Great pressure. Puts up a contested shot over Shield. It is out of bounds after the miss, and it belongs to the Bearcats. Great job in there by Shield. He did not get the block, but Jondre White changed his shot dramatically. Cats are going to face a little pressure here. They get the ball in the hands of Nygren. Nygren, great body control. He passes it up ahead to Stevens. Stevens in the offensive zone will now kick it back out for Albrecht, and Kearney High will now set up the half-court offense. Off the screen, they get it right side for Brandon Landanger, who will get the ball back out here for Albrecht. Albrecht, top of the key, and we got a foul away from the ball. I think that's going to be a hold on Lincoln High. That'll be on Vince Snail. That's three on him. With 4:03 to go here, third quarter. Still 39-34. Lincoln High with the lead. Kearney High with the basketball. And they inbound it in the lane. Driving is Albrecht. Great ball fake. He lays it up and in. Got the defender in the air. Couldn't get the foul, but hey, he'll take the layup. And he drives it up and in. Lead is cut down to three. This is as close as it's been since the early stages. Johnson drives, little floater, no good. Tipped around. Rebound in the basketball is going to be Tyler Shields. Shields up ahead to Landanger, and Landanger is fouled. The pass up court, the Bearcats running, and they get Landanger to the line to shoot two. So the senior who made the start will now step to the free throw line, trying to get his first points of the evening. Great outlet pass as Kearney High looking to run and gun. Landanger hasn't been to the line a lot. Free throws up and good. 2 of 7 coming into the game from the free throw line. And if you want to figure that out in your head, you sure can. But I'll tell you, 2 of 7 makes you a 20.6% free throw shooter. That went up when Landanger hit the first of two. And it goes up again. He hits both free throws. And we got a one-point ball game. And Landanger gets a nice pat on the back by the coaching staff for the Bearcats. It's pretty high. Only 1 point behind the eight ball now. They're only trailing by one. They trailed by 20 a couple of times. With a bit of sap on that left side. Entry pass down low. Flynn, as it goes off his hand, it's a turnover. And if you're wearing blue, you're in a pretty good mood right now here at Kearney at Lincoln High. Bearcats have cut that lead down to one. Bounce pass will go to Nygren as there's pressure, but it's stolen away. The steal by Rainwald. Rainwald jumper, no good. Rebound by the Cats. Snagging it out there was Albrecht. Albrecht with great defense. They get it to Stevens. Stevens, bounce pass on the left side. They get it to Maloli. Zach Maloli off of a little screen. Gets it down. Now driving the baseline is going to be Albrecht. Albrecht is shut off, so he'll bounce pass it back out. Now with it is Shield behind the arc. Shields off a little screen, thought about the three, but he'll get the ball back out here for Albrecht. Albrecht to Maloli. Maloli, top turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound by Flynn, and Flynn will set up the offense. He just gives it out to Johnson. Johnson slowly in the offensive zone. Gives it to Rainwald. Entry pass in for Flynn. Flynn puts the ball down low. He's going to step in, now kick out. Driving, Sapp kicks out. Driving, now Johnson. Johnson steps through, tough shot, rebound to Kearney High. Nate Stevens with the rebound up ahead for Albrecht. Albrecht drives, dish, Maloli, shot, no good. Contact, but Rainwald is going to be credited with a block here, and he's got the basketball. He gets it ahead to Johnson, who throws it in the corner for Demarius Lott. Now checking, it's not Lott, but rather Smale. And now on the baseline, jumper by Flynn. That won't fall, and Stevens pulls it down. A lot of action, but not much scoring, and the pass up court is knocked away by Smail. Kearney High threw it about half the court, trying to get it down low to Albrecht, who ran the floor. Smail got back there just in time and deflected it away, but Kearney High will inbound it underneath their own basket. To toss in here is going to be Nygren. 2:03 to go here in the third quarter. Kearney High has never led. They inbound it to Shield. They give it right side now for Albrecht. Backdoor cut. To Shield, he's way underneath the basket, backing in, shooting, and he hits it. He back in and closes in, and the Cats lead it 40-39. They trail 25-11 after one quarter. Left side, Demarius Lott has it. Top of the circle, we'll get it out the sap. Off of the little screen, driving here is Rainwall, and we got a block well before the shot. So Kearney High whistle for the foul. allows me a chance to get a little breather here. Lincoln's had some shots that have hung on the rim, and they haven't hit, but mostly it's been because of pretty good defense by Kearney High. That's made the difference here in this fact. Rainwald has it. We'll kick it off on the right side for Johnson. Back to Rainwald. Johnson on the right side. It is tipped and out of bounds by Nate Stevens. Stevens stepping in the passing lane, was able to deflect it, but not able to steal it. 40-39, Kearney High with the lead. Johnson with the dribble between the circles. Lincoln is 15-4 on the season. Kearney High, 11-9. Wouldn't this be a nice boost heading into the district tournament? With the dribble, saps and stolen away. It's stolen away by Stevens. Up ahead to Albrecht. Albrecht in the lane has the ball knocked loose on the ground. Coming up with it is going to be Shields. Shields has it, kicks it down to Albrecht. Albrecht drives, gets it up and in. No, it's no good. And then a foul on the rebound. Albrecht trying to get the tip, got the foul instead after he missed it. A tough drive, it hit the back of the iron, bounced around, and he's whistled for the foul. Randall and Andrew checking back in the battle with Ethan Epley here for Kearney High. Still out there is going to be Nygren, Stevens, and Albrecht. Shields going to get a little breather here. White in the offensive zone. He's going to direct traffic. 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 40-39, Kearney High. It's senior night. The Lynx, and they'll just flip it back out to Demarius Lott. Lott passes around the perimeter. Then gets to Rainwald. Rainwald drives the baseline, uses the screen, and lays it off glass. It's good. Lincoln High takes the lead back. Pass in the right side to Landanger. Andrew pass in for Epley. Epley shot blocked by Flynn, but Epley gets it back. And his pass deflected. Coming up with it is Rainwald. Rainwald up ahead to Johnson. Johnson with the layup. And now the lead is 3. 10 seconds left to go here. Now 6 seconds. Kearney High hasn't got across the timeline yet. Nygren gets it on the baseline. Epley kicks it. Here's the 3. It is blocked and no foul. The 3-pointer is blocked as Nygren had it deflected away, and that'll do it. So we'll head to the fourth quarter. Kearney High led ever so briefly, and they trail heading to the fourth. It's 43-40 Lynx. It'll be Kearney High basketball. We come back after this.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back here to Lincoln High. They've been playing basketball in this neck of the woods since about 1871, and now it is a 3-point lead for the Lynx to start the fourth quarter. Bearcats enter it down low for Albrecht. Albrecht in lane, shot no good. Shields with the rebound, clobbered, and no foul. Oh my goodness, Flynn dang near disemboweled him. No foul called, and with the basketball now is White. Pulled down his right arm. I don't know how anybody missed that, let alone 3 officials. And we got a little away from the ball, and that's going to be on Kearney High. Yeah, I'm from Kearney, and yeah, I kind of want the guys wearing blue, but I don't think that's with just the fans' eyes there. White will inbound it. And he'll lob it in for Flynn near midcourt. Flynn picks it up, gives it right wing out for White. Bearcats right now going, it looks 2-3 zone here, and they'll pass around the perimeter. They get it out for Johnson. Johnson on the baseline for Smail. Now spin move by Flynn. Nice move, but a shot won't fall. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it was last touch by somebody wearing white. Actually, I think Flynn, who was fighting for the ball, had his foot on the baseline when he made contact with the ball, so that'll be Kearney High basketball here. Albrecht will inbound it, and he'll get the ball to Nygren. Nygren brings it across the timeline. Now he does a little D-cut while dribbling with the ball, and will flip it out for Albrecht. Albrecht gives it off right side for Landanger. Nygren cycles through. They don't give him the ball. They'll give it to Albrecht between the circles. Pass in for Shields. Nice little jump stop. Shot no good. Fighting for the rebound. Can't come up with it. It's Johnson who dribbles out with it for Lincoln High. Bounce pass in for Rainwald. And Rainwald gets the bucket and the foul. That was a big turn of events there as Kearney High almost scored on the other end. Almost. But instead, it's for a three-point play here for Lincoln High. Bearcats give up the transition bucket and a chance for a three-point play here. And they want to just kind of circle the wagons just a little bit. They call a quick 30-second timeout here. So let's give you a little game reset. Plenty of time left. There's 6:48 to go in the game. It's 45-40. Kearney High is down by five, but at the free throw line will be Tobin Rainwald, who now has 16 points in the game. And he'll try to finish off that three-point play. Cats held Lincoln High to only 6 points in the third quarter, 12 in the second. That's after they gave up 25 points in that first quarter. Kearney High took a little bit better care of the ball. And that is what got Lincoln High a fair chunk of their points. Well, they gave up a transition bucket here as well. Not a steal, mind you, but they got the bucket in transition. And their transition offense for Lincoln High is much better than their half-court set. Rainwald will finish off a three-point play. He hits the free throw, and the lead is back out to six. It's been a 7-0 run here for Lincoln since Kearney High took the lead. Stevens with the dribble. Long pass up to Landanger. Danger will pass the ball back around. They give it to Nygren. Nygren now right side for Stevens. Stevens helps work it back around the perimeter, giving it Landanger on the baseline. Tough turnaround jumper for Shields. That is a tough shot, and it's no good. Smale pulls down the rebound, gets it up ahead to White. White kicks right side for Johnson back to White, and White will just distribute it now left side for Rainwald. White funneled it around a little bit. Ball's being tipped around. Flynn can't come up with it. Diving on it is Albrecht, and Albrecht is able to flip it ahead to his teammate. Cats have it. Nice entry pass to Shields, and Shields will score. Shields got a great assist from Brandon Landanger as the Cats on the floor after they got the turnover on the other end. That was a pretty play on both ends of it. Here's Flynn down low, and Flynn is fouled, I think, even before he gets his hands on the ball. Flynn with a pick and roll, and a 6'7 kid, they just toss the ball up high to him. The foul is whistled on Zach Albrecht. That is now four on Albrecht. He's got 10 points in the game, and he's going to have to come out here with a little bit of foul trouble. Zach Maloli's going to check in here, so we'll switch to Zach's. Albrecht out, Maloli in. And the inbounds will go to DeAndre White. White finds Johnson open on the right side for three, and it is good. It looked a little short, but he got the shooter's touch off of it. And Lincoln extends their lead out to seven. Landanger dribbles through traffic, has it in the offensive zone, has a little pressure behind him, handles it, gives it to Nygren. Nygren kicks it out. Here's Landanger for three. It is short. Rebound, 5-4, and they're going to call a jump ball as it's a held ball between Tyler Shields and DeAndre White. Great hustle by White as Shields had pretty good rebounding position there. The arrow is pointing to Lincoln High, so the Lynx will have it. So the Lynx will bring in the offensive zone here, 5:20 to go. Remember, Kearney High led it 40-39, their only lead of the game, and here's a walk by Tobin Rainwald. They got the ball between the circles, trying to drive up against Nygren, and he turns it over. It's Kearney High then outscored 10-2 since they took the lead. Inbound pass, knocked loose into the hands of Johnson. Johnson in the lane, his bucket is good. Another turnover and bucket here. Turnover for Kearney High, bucket for Lincoln High. Landanger is going to drive. Landanger shot, no good. Rebound by Flynn. Flynn helps kick it up ahead to Rainwald. Rainwald will drive, and they're going to call an intentional foul, but no bucket. Nygren, yeah, he was trying to commit the foul and overstepped his bounds a little bit, as they're going to call the intentional foul. And so it will be two shots coming up here for Tobin Rainwald, but no bucket. So what's going to happen? Lincoln High is going to have two shots and then the basket. Excuse me, two shots and then the basketball. So 51-42. Free throw a little short here for Rainwald. And right now, Nygren being talked to by his head coach, Scott Steinbrook, just basically saying, you know, you commit that foul, but you have to sell it. You have to make a little bit more of a play on the ball. Rainwald hits the free throw. And now, really, at worst, is going to happen what would happen if he actually got the bucket to fall, and that's a chance for a three-point play. So Kearney High will play a little defense here. Rainwald will inbound it, and they get the ball in the hands of Johnson. They just throw it between the circles, and now they'll reset the half-court offense here to White. 52-42. It's been all Lincoln High since the Bearcats took the lead late in the third quarter. If it is White, White kicks it off on the left side back to Johnson. Johnson back out here to Rainwald. It appears Lincoln High is milking the clock just a little bit. They run a little flex offense. Flynn will drive, and Flynn will score. He got the pass on the drive, caught it, and one power dribble right back up and in. Albrecht on the inbounds, brings in the offensive zone, kicks it in the corner. Here's Shields, and Shields hits the three. Big three-pointer for Kearney High, only their second field goal of the fourth quarter. Lincoln High is running right back at him. Rainwald shut down on the baseline. He's falling out of bounds, is able to throw it off the legs of Zach Maloli and out of bounds. Rainwald in no man's land, but did a smart job by throwing the ball off of the defender. Inbounds here for Johnson. Gives it back out for Rainwald. Rainwald in a little bit of trouble. Gets it back out for Johnson. Johnson just dribbles through the lane. Kicks on the right side for White. Snails has it on the baseline. And now the kick at left side. Good ball movement here as Rainwald gives it to Flynn. Flynn, a little post move, shot up and good. And he's fouled. So Flynn, he'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play here. And the lead is out to 11. Bearcats led at one point 40-39. It's been a 17-5 run since then. And they put together so much energy to come back in this game, and now they got to do it again. Free throw is up and good by Flynn. We got 5 in the quarter, 13 in the game. Cats inbound the ball to Stevens. Stevens, great pressure put on by White. Stevens brings in the offensive zone, and with the dribble here is going to be Shields. Shields a little high give and go. They kick left side. Maloli's got it. And we'll get the ball back out to Nygren. Nygren, top of the circle, 3:33 to go. Has the dribble, has his pass tip, and then stolen away by Johnson. Johnson on the drive, losing the ball, rolling with it, and they're going to call a walk, I'm sure. No, he called a timeout. He got the timeout called in there somewhere. The official right on it. He was right there, pointing at the floor and said, no, he got the timeout. 30-second timeout for the Lynx. They lead it by a dozen. With 3:25 to go, we'll be back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, Kearney High has to stay back on defense because of that timely timeout call by the Lynx. Inbound the ball to White. White has it here for Lincoln High. Kicks it on the right side for Johnson. Now off of the screen, they give it back to White on the left wing. Now with 3:14 to go, they get it at the elbow for Smale. Smale in the lane, kicks the ball back out here for Johnson. Entry pass down low for Flynn. Flynn is fouled, and he scores. Great battle between Dylan Flynn and Tyler Shields, and Shields loses that battle. Shields is listed for his fourth personal foul, and Flynn gets the bucket. We'll head to the line. 14-point lead here And again, Flynn, not the strongest kid, so he plays post by moving and running a little bit, and that's how he got the ball kind of on a little flex cut. Stevens, behind the back dribble, brings in the offensive zone, and they'll kick it left side. Shields will fire a three, back the iron, and no good. And the rebound taken out of there by the Lynx. They throw it up ahead, saved by Flynn, in the hands of Johnson, who lays it up and in. The big man with nice soft hands caught the ball up high, put it behind his back, right to Tommy Johnson, and he didn't throw it hard. He knew where Johnson was. That was a pretty play, and give him an assist. So with it is Nygren. Nygren with a shot, no good, and a foul on the rebound. No, they're just going to say it was out of bounds off of Kearney High. And Dylan Flynn is going to help up Tyler Shields as Shields went down hard. Nice sportsmanship there by Flynn, the senior, helping out Shields. Those guys have been banging up against each other all night. And they're showing a lot of mutual respect to each other. Love to see that. 2:28 to go, fourth quarter. And right now, Kearney High down by 17. They took the lead at 40-39, and it's been all Lincoln since then. They just found another gear. White brings it in the offensive zone here with 2:20 to go. He'll flip it on the right wing over there for Smail. Then Smail gets it to Flynn, who moves through. He'll post up, shot no good. Black jersey's pulling it down. That's going to be Albrecht. Albrecht with the rebound. And into the offensive zone, dribbling the basketball, Nate Stevens. He'll get it back to Albrecht. Albrecht will drive the lane. Albrecht, nice ball fake. Shot has it blocked by Flynn. Loose ball, out of bounds. Last touch by who? It's going to be Lincoln High. Well, they're going to say Tobin Rainwall touched it. Among the things that Rainwall touched, back to Nate Stevens. I thought it was a foul, but hey, as long as Kearney High gets the ball, it doesn't really matter, to be honest with you. So Kearney High will inbound it. Landanger is going to toss it in. Three fouls been whistled on Lincoln High here in the second half compared to nine for Kearney High. Chris Brown kicks it up on the right side for Nygren. Nygren for three. He hits the three. And a timeout for the Bearcats. They're going to call timeout here. Trailing by 14 with a minute 41 to go. It's 62-48. Lincoln High with the lead and the ball. We come back.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're back here in Lincoln High. ThinkMidway.com allows you to search and shop for new and used cars and trucks. And trust your vehicle for repair and maintenance, too. At Midway Chevrolet, we do right here at ESPN 1460. And we got here tonight courtesy of a beautiful Lincoln MKZ. Nice red car. We'll have it back on the lot for you tomorrow. I don't know, maybe late tomorrow because I'm enjoying the ride so much. But we'll have it back sometime tomorrow. I said they'd bring it back tomorrow. I didn't say when. Flynn will inbound the basketball to get it into Rainwald. Rainwald, no problem bringing it in the offensive zone here for Lincoln High. He gets on the elbow to Flynn. Nice pass down low for Smail. And Smail hits the bucket. He's got six in the game now. And that'll push that lead out to 16 here. Pass up ahead to Shields in the corner. Shields has it knocked away by Dylan Flynn. And Kearney High is going to dump the bench. Logan Words checks into the game. So does Derek Schreiner. Zane Bebb is going to come in. Zach Maloli back into action. And I think that's all five of them out there. I miss Chris Brown. Chris Brown out there for the Cats as well. So it's going to be Words who inbounds it here with a minute 16 to go. And off of a high screen, it's Brown who has it top of the key. He's got the dribble and kicks it back out here for Wirtz. Wirtz will drive. Bounce pass is stolen away by Smail. Smail pass up ahead and a dunk for Tobin Rainwald. So Rainwald, senior, on senior night with the dunk. Gets Zach Brown on the baseline. He lost the ball and is going to whistle for a double dribble. And a nice round of applause as all the seniors will come out in one mass here for Lincoln High. And they're going to come away happy on senior night, winning at 66-48 right now in the final minute. And everybody around Tobin Rainwall, because Rainwall pretty excited about the dunk, and mostly a three-point shooter, probably doesn't dunk too often. Megan Wharton checked into the game. We'll get the ball back out here for Jared Sapp. Wharton will fire the three, no good. And the rebound taken out by Chris Brown. Brown with 40 seconds left gives it to Wirtz. Wirtz with the dribble, a little spin. Looks to get the ball back out. That's Maloli. Maloli with the dribble. Gets it to Brown. Brown enters it down low for Zane Bebb. And Bebb, nice little floater. His shot's up and good. It's only the second field goal for somebody besides a starter here for Kearney High. Wharton brings in the offensive zone. Gets it right side for Sapp. 17 seconds left and the pass is knocked away by Wirtz. 15.7 to go here. As the Bearcats will now fall to 11-10 on the year. Inbounds to Hunter Hendricks. Hendricks jumper up and good. He hits the three-pointer on the inbounds play. And here in the fourth quarter, Everton's going Lincoln High's way. 5 seconds left. Wirtz has it. Entry pass down low. Deb falls down and that'll do it. Well, it was quiet for much of the middle yard of the ball game. It started with a loud beginning for Lincoln High and ended in uproarious fashion for the Lynx as well. Lincoln High with a 69-50 win over the Bearcats. The Bearcats trailed by as many as 20, took the lead late in the third quarter, but that fourth quarter was all Lincoln as the Lynx end the game on a 30-10 run as the Bearcats now fall to 11-10 on the year. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll talk with Kearney High head coach Scott Steinbrook and more. We'll be back with the postgame show right after this.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats fall on the road to Lincoln High, a final of 69-50. And let's take a look at the unofficial numbers here in the ball game. I had Tobin Rainwall with 20 points in the ball game, 17 points for Tommy Johnson, 16 for Dylan Flynn, 6 points for Vince Smale, 6 for DeAndre White, 3 for Hunter Hendricks, and 1 for Jared Sapp. And I have to tell you, I'm off by 2 points somewhere with the Kearney High book, and for that I apologize. Somebody I owe 2 points to, and I'm not sure, but Tyler Shields, unofficially, I have him with 23 points here in the ball game, 10 for Zach Albrecht, 8 for Trey Nygren, 2 for Brandon Landanger, 2 for Chris Brown off the bench, 2 for Zach Filoli off the bench, and Zane Bebb late in the game with a bucket as Kearney High falls here 69-50. And I mentioned it a couple of times that late in the third quarter, Kearney High had their only lead of the game. They trailed by as many as 20 in the first half, and then they were able to cut it down to, they actually took the lead. They led it 40-39 late in the third quarter, but then after that, Lincoln High took control as they scored all but 10 of the final points of the game. They went on a 30-10 run to end the game, and they win this one 69-50. And part of the problems that got Kearney High behind in the first half got them behind again in the second half, and that was transition buckets for Lincoln High off of turnovers. The turnovers really killed Bearcats. They had about 4 or 5 possessions where they turned the ball over. Lincoln High hit a bucket on the other end of it or a free throw. They scored just about every possession in that stretch when they turned the ball over, and pretty soon you go from being ahead to now being behind by 8, and it just puts an entirely different look on things, and the Bearcats just weren't able to come back in this one. They were outscored in that final quarter 26-10. And again, they were outscored 30-10 after they took the lead here in the ball game at 40-39. So what's next for the Bearcats? Well, we don't know who their opponent's going to be. We don't know where they're going to play because the NSAA this year has gone away from that Western District, and now all the teams in Class A have that Serpentine District that the NSAA's done over the last few years. So what they're just going to do, they're going to put all the teams, not necessarily in a hat, but they're going to rank them 1 through 29 all the way through there. And the top 7 seeds will host a region, and then they'll just seed it all the way through from there. So Kearney High could end up playing in Lincoln. They can end up in Omaha. They can end up in Hastings. There's all sorts of scenarios. And really right now, until everybody's done tonight and tomorrow, I think the last Class A games in the state will be tomorrow night. I don't know if anybody's playing Monday or Tuesday, but Tuesday morning the NSAA will be seeding the tournament, and at that point, Kearney High will have an idea. In fact, in the morning, if the NSAA takes a look at all the results, the Bearcats should have a pretty good idea, even by tomorrow morning, where they're going to be, but it won't be official until Tuesday morning, and obviously we will have coverage of the Bearcats for you in the district tournament right here on ESPN 1460. And a reminder, while we're on that topic, we will be following the Kearney High girls from here on out. Tuesday, they'll be in Hastings. They are one of the seeds, and they are hosting their district tournament. That'll be in Hastings, as they'll be taking on Omaha North. The game is scheduled for 6 o'clock, and we will have the pregame for you Tuesday at around 5:50. So we will have that game for you on Tuesday, and then 3 days later, if the Bearcats win against Omaha North, which, you know, they would be a prohibitive favorite against North, if they're able to win that game, then they will have their next game for you as well. And obviously, if they make it to state, we'll have all their state games for you right here on ESPN 1460 as well. A reminder for you on our sister station, Classic Hit 98.9 FM, coverage of the state semifinals at the state wrestling tournament. Doug Duda with the call with people that actually know wrestling a lot better than him, and there's a lot of people that know wrestling a lot better than him. In any event, Lincoln High wins this one 69-50 over Kearney High, and we've taken a look at the scoring. We'll remind you that you are listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Show, and we're beginning to make that transition into other sports. Talking about wrestling, how about kids wrestling? If you need headgear, knee pads, shoes, singlets, all that equipment necessary for you at Misco Sports. They also have new running shoes for the track season that are coming in daily. They have travel baseball equipment. You can order your caps, uniforms, travel bags. And remember, if you buy your glove, you want to do it early so you can have plenty of time to break it in. So whatever you need for the spring sports season, check them out at Misco Sports downtown on the Bricks. See them before the games begin. We're going to take one more break, hopefully talk with the coach, when we continue the Misco Sports Close Game Show. Our final, Lincoln 69, Kearney High 50. Hopefully we'll talk with the coach right after this.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Lincoln High as the Bearcats do fall on the road to the Lynx. A final score in this one of 69-50. And kind enough to join us now is Kearney High head coach Scott Steinbrook. And coach, a great effort. They fell behind by as many as 20, came back, took the lead. A lot of grit and determination on the road to come back in this one.
Yeah, I told our kids I was awfully proud of the effort they had tonight. We got Lincoln High's best effort from minute one. It's senior night, a lot of emotion. The senior class has had a lot of success here. For us to battle back, being down by 20 in the second quarter, come back to take the lead in the third, that shows potentially how good a basketball team we are. For us to get where we want to be, though, we have to be able to take that next step. We always emphasize starting and finishing quarters strong. Unfortunately, we played a great third quarter, but the last minute of the third quarter and the first minute or two of the fourth quarter, we went from being up one to down six or seven. And that was a big, huge momentum swing of the game, got the crowd into it, and then it was hard battling back against their pressure defense and their guards.
Is this one of those things where, there's always that cliche that you spend so much energy coming back. Did you kind of run out of gas?
Yeah, we didn't sub a lot in the second half. We had some guys that were awfully fatigued, mainly a couple of our post players who really had their work cut out for them in their hands full tonight. And you could tell offensively, Lincoln High really pounded into the big guy late. Our post players were tired, and I think they took advantage of that. But we got to find a way to battle through that. I was proud. They played hard. They left it all on the floor. They gave a great effort. We got beat by a good basketball team.
Yeah.
But we showed signs of being capable of having success in the postseason.
Yeah, again, the part in the first quarter and the part in the fourth where you kind of, that's where you point at and say we got outplayed in those stretches. It seemed that your turnovers in both of those two periods really a major factor for you.
Yeah, I think our turnovers came in bunches tonight. We didn't turn the ball over, more than maybe 12 or 14 times, which is a pretty decent number for us. But we had four or five right away to start the game. Then we had four or five in that big run at the end of the third and the start of the fourth. Other than that, we did a good job of taking care of the basketball, but give Lincoln High credit. They really capitalized on our mistakes. When we were turning the basketball over, they immediately scored a layup, got to the foul line, hit a three. They hit all the big shots at the right times tonight, unfortunately for us.
And obviously, this isn't how you want to end the regular season. You wanted to have a little momentum heading into districts. Where are you at right now? If you're the doctor, how's the patient right now?
I think they're fine. They realize that on the road, this is a tough place to play. Lincoln High has been anywhere from number one to number five throughout the season. They're regarded as one of the favorites to win the state tournament, assuming they get there. And for our kids to know that we took a lead deep into the second half against a caliber of this team on their home court, that can't help but give them confidence as we head towards the postseason. We're gonna go in the district tournament as a two or a three seed. We know we're gonna have two awfully tough ball games that we're gonna have to win. And our kids are absolutely confident that we're going to have the opportunity to do that.
And as a two or a three seed, does it really matter for that first round kind of where you're at? I mean, you would think you would probably match up because if you're a two or a three, you're playing either a two or a three.
Yeah, we kind of have it narrowed down to four or five teams. Omaha South, Millard South, Millard North, Lincoln Southwest. We've played a couple of those teams. We're all right about the same. A couple games above 500. We've had some big wins. We've had some tough losses. But, when you're in that middle of the pack, everybody's capable of winning on any given night. It's all going to be neutral courts. So we're just going to have to focus, regroup, and play a full 32. This game was a perfect microcosm of our whole season. Our season has been an absolute roller coaster. We've been up and down from day one, and in this game there were some pretty wild momentum swings, And like I said, that's kind of how our entire season has been. We just got to make sure that the peaks last longer than the valleys do, and I think we'll be in good shape.
Because there was periods where you guys look like an awfully good basketball team. I mean, you move the ball very well, some great passing. Shields, obviously, big night tonight. Unofficially, I had him for 23 points in the game. And again, it all kind of came within the flow of the offense.
Yeah, he had a huge first half for us. Lincoln High, I think, did some things defensively a little bit different in the second half. They got physical with him. They really doubled him hard. The going was pretty tough for him in the second half, and part of that was just fatigue. He didn't come out a whole lot. We've had to play hard on both ends, and he was worn out by the end of the game, and that showed. He was settling for jump shots when he probably could have been attacking the basket. But, you know, you got to give the kid credit. He's a warrior out there. He did it on both ends. He rebounded the basketball well. This is probably his 10th or 15th double-double of the season this year. So, and for us to get where we want to be, you know, Tyler's going to be a big part of that on both ends of the floor.
Well, and we wish you best of luck. We'll see you at districts.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Scott. Scott Steinberg, the head basketball coach for Kearney High. They fall here in Lincoln, a final of 69-50 as they fall to Lincoln High. Again, we will have the Bearcat girls district tournament starting on Tuesday. They play at 6 o'clock against Omaha North. If they win that, they would play 7:30 3 days later, and that would be Thursday, and that'd be Friday. And we'll have all their games, state, district, whatever faces the Lady Bearcats, as well as the Kearney High boys will have those games for you right here on ESPN 1460. I'm Randy Bushker. Once again, our final score is 69-50. Want to say thanks to Merritt for engineering back in the studios. And once again, a 19-point win here for Lincoln. We'll be back on the air Tuesday. Bearcat basketball. It'll be girls district basketball over in Hastings, and we'll be back with you on Tuesday night. Until then, good night, everybody, and go Bearcats.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.